My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Cynthia Hill, CYNTHIAHILL. And it was recorded on October 12, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes in the aging process, period. However, chemotherapy plays a major role in the renal functions, period. The recent lab work reveals a BUN of 25 from 23, creatinine of 1.7 from 1.5, and a GFR of 32 from 35. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 127 milligrams from 490 milligrams. This is due to her intake of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. There is mild, non-significant evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 46 milligrams to 152 milligrams. This has significantly improved, again, due to the Kerendia, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. However, she reports decreased appetite, which is related to the chemotherapy. Her albumin level is 4.3. Her serum albumin level is 4.3, period. Her serum potassium is mildly elevated at 5.4 from 4.9. This is because of her intake of the Kerendia, period. We adjusted the dosage. We adjusted the frequency of the Kerendia from one tablet of 10 milligrams daily to one tablet of 10 milligrams every other day, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, anemia of chronic disease related to the malignancy and treatment with chemotherapy, period. The patient follows at the Florida Cancer Center with Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, oncologist, and receives treatment for the anemia there on a monthly basis. Next line, hyperkalemia as per number one. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperlipidemia with mild elevation in the triglycerides level of 110 from 158 milligrams. Otherwise, the lipid panel is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen with atorvastatin, period. The patient states she was told at the cancer center that she may develop hypothyroidism in need of replacement therapy, secondary to the chemotherapy, period. We will order a thyroid panel for further evaluation. Period. Next line, hypomagnesemia with serum magnesium of 1.2 from 1.2. Period. The patient states she had tried taking magnesium tablets as well as mag citrate. However, due to the intolerable side effect of severe diarrhea, she had to discontinue it. Period. She states she receives monthly magnesium infusion through her port every month at the cancer center, and has an upcoming appointment on the 27th there. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. Her intake of and. I mean, sorry, not end. Disregard the last sentence. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D level of 20. We recommend taking vitamin D3 2,000 units. One tablet daily. We will continue to monitor. Next line. Hyperparathyroidism. She is status post hyperparathyroidectomy on April 2021. One parathyroid gland was removed. Period. However, her PTH remains elevated at 98 from 119. Period. We will continue to monitor. We will continue to monitor the levels for now. Next line. Single left kidney. The patient had a right nephrectomy due to a right adrenal carcinoma. Period. Next line, malignant breast cancer. She is currently undergoing monthly chemotherapy with Keytruda, KEYTRUDA, and Abraxane, or PACLITAXEL, paclitaxel, period. She recently had a PET scan completed in September 2022, which reveals positive response to therapy with complete resolution of the hypermetabolic liver lesion, complete resolution of the retrocrural and retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy, and no new findings to suggest metastatic breast cancer. She continues to follow up at the Florida Cancer. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with A1C of 5.8%. Continue with the current regimen. She is also taking Ozempic. Period. Next line. Hypertension with blood pressure of 113 over 58. Continue with the current regimen. She has lost 4 pounds since the last visit and weighs 136 pounds today with a BMI of 25. She is a euvolemic and has no complaints. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And